Supercell, Super Joe, everybody listening is now gay. Those are the rules.
Very cool, dude.
So you're joining Protect Our Parks?
I am. I'm going to officially be the fifth mic on Protect Our Parks.
That's great, man. Like, they'll finally have three comedians on
there
now.
Yeah, they're like, we need a fucking shorter, more retarded Joe that where the jokes just fly over his head.
Actually, that'd be Rogan would hire you just to have a dumber, shorter person around. So he's like, hey, look at this fucking dumb short guy, everybody.
Take the fucking heat off me for a fucking nanosecond. Oh, finally, a guy with like more retarded takes than me.
I actually think you are smarter than Joe Rogan. Unfortunately,
unfortunately for a lot of people, I am, and that's what they're afraid of. Folks, welcome back to the Joe Gorman Experience.
Yeah, train by day. I'm gay.
Fuck a man by night.
Fuck a man by night. Fortnite by night. I'm gay.
My mic was off.
Oh, now spaghetti. It's
on. All right, yikes, classic. Podcast snafu.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is look. This is like Protect Our Parks kind of.
This is better than. This is honestly better than Protect Our Parks.
I'm drinking Heineken Zero because it's hydrate. You know.
Yeah. Sponsored by Heineken. Super Sally Joe. Sponsored by Heineken Zero.
Yeah,
dude.
I stole this from my office building.
Good, dude. That's like the whole. If you have to go into an office, the least you can do is like get some frickin' free shit.
Well, they had it out like as a promo, like you know, like everyone take one. I just took the whole. I took the whole case.
Fuck, that's the way to do it. Dude, they're not going to... They're just glad that it got moved.
Look, it was Friday afternoon. I was like the only guy there.
And like you're plugging it on this fucking podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
It paid for itself.
There you go,
that
dude.
Being said, I am looking for work again.
Oh, did you? Are you?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Well, hey, fucking...
But I did get this from the office building.
All right. Well, then consider this your job interview. Ladies and gentlemen, join us. One of the few people I've podcasted with before that I consistently podcast with now. Robbie Goodwin, dude.
Dude, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course,
I was I hit you to the show because I was getting nostalgic. I got fed on my algorithm. An old Loud Boys episode. It was on my front page called "A Respectful Salute to Kamala Harris and Mel Gibson." And I was like, why is this on our front? And I was like, oh, because both those people are in the algorithm SEO.
Yeah, I love that.
It's like it was from like a 2020 in your apartment episode. Yeah. Like it was like so not that relevant. Of them.
It just shows how truly timeless the Loud Boys were. Like comedy, like that comedy that just transcends time.
So much so that I feel like my more recent comedy is more dated. Like I watch the Loud Boys, I'd be like, damn, I used to be like kind of funny and cute.
Nah, dude, the Loud Boys was like the...
You're still cute, Robbie.
Oh, thank you.
You know what they
say? I'm trying
to
lose weight. I ran 2.5 miles the other day.
Oh,
that's
nuts.
Great,
and then
dude.
I did it the day before, and then I tried yesterday, and I was winded.
You know? Yeah, if you haven't done it in a while, take a day
it's
off.
It's been a while. Yeah, I went back. It's like, you know...
Go back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Take a nice sleep.
Tough, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I have that exercise bike, but it constantly just transforms into a fucking laundry hanger. Like, I'm just going to put a little fucking towel over here for now, and then it's like, all my shit's on it. It's impossible to use.
One of my favorite Joe moments, I think, was when we were talking about, we were just like throwing around the idea of like running a marathon or a 5K. And Joe was like, I'm in, man. But it was obvious the only part that you would really want to do was the carbo load part.
Yeah.
Like, we whittled it down to like, you were just like, you just wanted to eat spit pasta. Yeah.
I just want to have like two spaghetti carbonaras in one city.
Ooh, the carbo load sounds fun.
I'm all about that.
What, do you do that after the race or before?
You got to do it like the day before.
Yeah.
But
I did have pad thai the day before I ran. I was like, damn, I ran like 4 miles. And then I thought, I was like, I'm fucking back. And then it's
consistency is the hardest thing. It's not like, honestly, like if you could recapture the enthusiasm of the first time working out,
because
that's what it is. Like, I'm going to do it. And then you get like pumped afterwards. And like, you're like looking at yourself in the mirror. It's like, damn, I know I didn't, but I kind of feel like I have. Yeah, you know, I'm getting it. And then the next day you're like, fuck it, I'm too tired.
Exactly. And that's all. And then because you went so hard that one time, you feel overwhelmed thinking about doing it again.
Right.
So what you need to do is like, I will just like be easy on myself. If I just like, I literally just started running one day. Like recently I just took about 10 steps into jogging. I was like, I'm not going to do this. I was like, but just that action of fucking...
Well, just like putting yourself in the mind and like acknowledging like, even if I only run like a quarter mile, that's a quarter mile more than I would have run if I didn't run at all.
Exactly.
You know,
I've been selling shit on eBay and I get overwhelmed and don't want to do it, but I'm like, I'll just list one thing and that's better than it'll sell. I just sold my Xbox One that I listed like 2 years ago.
Oh, damn. Damn, how funny is it that 5 minutes into this pod, we're already talking about finances and exercise.
Oh, every single time.
We truly are the fucking Austin fucking comedy of
New York
podcast.
Wolfgang got mad when we did that on What About Rob. He's like, oh, so we're just going to talk about finances.
But that's like a part of it, dude. Yeah. Like, I think like for too long, it was
Joe
like,
and I have known each other forever. Yeah. So we have watched each other become, we are still boys in many ways, but we're becoming men in other ways.
We're becoming, we're growing old together.
Yeah.
You know, we started simple doing Jabari Davis and Associates in San Francisco.
By the way, I did a character on stage once called Safari Davis, and only David Bory laughed, and it was really not, it was really only for him.
It's really only for him. Jabari Davis was one of the, he did like bringer shows in San Francisco, but he made it cool.
He was like an Oakland, he was like, there's a big Oakland contingent of San Francisco comedy that was like, all about like hashtag hustle, hashtag
the grind, like what was that group, True Grinders?
Another one. True Grinders.
Remember that shit where they were like, "Yeah, man, we're out here just grinding."
They were so into grinding,
and like it's like the most dog shit fucking material where they're like, "Man, what's up? What's up with this girl, man? This girl looked like she had a stinky ass pussy." It's like that's what you're grinding.
Come on, Kasim is funny.
Just the Kasim fucking overly supportive grind laugh. Yeah.
That was it. Grind flu. I knew someone.
Now, are you like a young comedian I can befriend?
That's my Kasim impression.
What's your thing? What's your thing?
What are you in the? You must be off the mission stop. You're a mission stop kind of girl.
There are those Bay Area comics that their set is perfectly in tune to Bay Area lifestyle. Paco Kasim Romaine.
Paco left though.
Where did he go?
It was like Iowa or some shit. I was like, really? I thought that guy was never going to fucking leave.
He
opened for Norm. Did I ever tell you the story? I saw Norm at Cobb's and Paco opened for him. And Norm fucked with him by not coming out when Paco introduced him. So Paco said, ladies and gentlemen. And he like okay, and he would have to keep doing material. And then I saw an angle. I saw Norm come into the hallway and just like smile and smirk. And then Paco would be like, all right, everybody. And then he'd be gone. So he'd keep teasing Paco. It was so funny. And then eventually Paco just had to go like, 1 second. And he had to leave and go get him.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah. Damn, and then Norm goes, I was like, "Why, man, what the fuck? Why didn't he just come get me?"
That's and to know like he was like fighting cancer at the time and stuff.
He was just
with
fucking
people.
With Paco Romaine.
That's tight, dude. Like me, dude. I probably have cancer or I'm fucking dying or some shit.
Something.
Dude.
The cat passed the AIDS to you, dude.
Yeah, I got feline HIV when he drooled in my mouth.
Was this cat supposed to die a while ago?
He was. Isn't that crazy? But like the power of love has kept him alive.
I love him.
Yeah, we didn't know. Well, like when we got him, we thought he was 12 years old.
Right.
But he just kept on living and like, okay, there was no way he was 12 years old because we've had him for 4 years now. So I don't think he's a 16-year-old cat. I think he was originally like a rough looking 8 years old.
Alcoholic. Or
War torn. Yeah. He lived in New Jersey for the longest time. And
Everyone there looks old. So
Living in New Jersey, for every year that goes by in New Jersey, 8 years go by.
Right,
in the
it's like
world.
Interstellar. It's Interstellar. Oh,
that's why it's like I've
wait,
been.
Wait, I can do
in,
better than that.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Starring Matthew McConaughey.
The New Jersey comedy
by Christopher Olin.
There you go.
Does it? The next Christopher Nolan movie is Troy, right? That's the next one that's coming out.
Oh, no, it's the Iliad?
Iliad.
Yes, Cyclops.
But, like, here's the thing, is it going to be like that Troy movie from 2004 where it was like a realistic take without the gods and shit, or is it going to be like.
No, I think, the Iliad is
there's
monsters.
A fantasy.
There's so much shit in it. Yeah, because, like, the Iliad.
It's got what's her name? Scylla? It's got Cyclops.
No, that's definitely the Odyssey.
You're thinking of the X-Men.
Oh, the Iliad.
The Danger Room.
You're right. Yeah.
You got Sugar Wolverine. Yeah. You got
the Beast.
You got
Rogue. Don't touch Rogue.
Yeah. The guy who thinks X-Men
just,
is the Odyssey.
So he's just doing the Iliad?
Yeah.
I think so.
No Odyssey involved. I thought
it was. No, I'm sorry. It is the Odyssey.
Is it the Odyssey?
Yeah, but
that's the better one.
That's the cool one.
Actually, I like the Iliad a lot.
I didn't read
Iliad
either.
Gets a lot
I just
of
know what the Odyssey is because of.
Iliad's cool because it just puts you right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it starts out with Achilles being a little bitch.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like fucking, like, starts with him fucking crying. It's like, how is this like an epic hero?
Yeah.
And he's like sad because like the little boy he fucked died. He's like, I'm going to kill Hector. And then he kills Hector.
It is his it's his cousin.
And I gotta I fucking loved Greek mythology when I was a kid.
We gotta get back.
I thought it was that was the coolest.
It was fucked up.
You want to sign up
all
for a humanities class?
Okay,
let's do it.
I have some free time.
Let's be some of those older guys that get back into like the humanities in like college. Like,
yeah, be old guys in a class.
Yeah. And like always like participating.
So straight. Just happy to be there. Yeah.
Professor, I just like to point out I'm participating. I'm glad to be here. Let me bring in some of my world knowledge to this.
My dad for participating. He like took classes like that and was super into it. It was cute. It was like, I was happy for him. I think you should take more class. Dad, take some more classes.
When my dad retired.
He's getting really into these ducks in his pool, like Tony Soprano.
Oh, yeah.
He told me about that.
At one point, like you kind of like transition into old guy shit.
Yeah.
Like you like going for walks. You like you like documentaries on wars.
Yeah. I started watching war. I never watched war documentaries. I was watching the Hitler one on Netflix.
You're fucking with World War II?
Yeah.
That's the best war.
I feel like the
characters are so good.
Yeah.
I feel like our parents, it was the Civil War, and for us, it's World War II.
Right.
And I think it's always like a big war that was before your time.
Right. Of course. Yeah. You can't even imagine.
Right. Dude, the kids who get into the Iraq War are going to be nuts. Yeah. They're going to be like, what? Did you guys know?
World War II to our parents is probably like when boomers talk about Vietnam. It's like, all right, we fucking get it, man.
Your
parents just talk your ear off about it constantly. But like to us, it's like, what the fuck happened?
My grandma saw that shit?
Yeah. See, dude, Vietnam too is wild. When you just we took so many L's in Vietnam.
That was like
Vietnam was the most cinematic war, or at least the best movies are Vietnam.
The best movies. Well, I think it was because like a lot of those directors were influenced by it. So
the Nam War happened at the same time that movies were really fucking good.
Yeah,
and everyone who came back from Vietnam and is like revered too. Yeah. They're always like, oh,
no,
he's fucked up.
Bad on.
Well, that's what I mean. No, like. That's true too. No, 100%. I didn't mean like that. Like
I only know that from The Simpsons.
But in movies specifically, anyone who was like went to Vietnam, they're always like fucked up or they saw something crazy.
John Milius is skills. My favorite. You know John Milius?
What's that?
He's the guy who wrote Apocalypse Now. He's the guy who Walter from The Big Lebowski is based on.
Really?
Yeah, and he's like one of the greatest screenwriters/Hollywood conservatives of all time. He's a Vietnam veteran. Apparently he's just like Walter, but he's just also like a screenwriting genius. He wrote Patton, Apocalypse Now, some other good ones.
Damn,
like
that's like fucked. Yeah. Like, that's like, that cool guy is like clearly like fucked because he wrote like both of those
you would love it.
Disturbing
you
movies.
You should look into him, Joe. There's a really good documentary about him where they get all the big like Scorsese's in it.
Shit. I'll check that out.
Yeah, and the Coen brothers apparently would take just like random shit he said and put it as dialogue in Big Lebowski.
This is what happens when you fuck a man in the ass.
I saw my friend's face down in the mud. What the fuck does that have to do with Vietnam, Walter?
Dude, that ending when they throw Donnie and he's like, sweet. He's like, goodbye, Donnie. You died like so many young boys died overseas.
That might be the funniest line of all.
And then he goes, goodbye, sweet prince.
Yeah.
Good night, sweet prince.
The line of his that's super specifically John Milius, I think, is when he's talking about the nihilists and he's like, say what you will about the National Socialists, but at least it's an ethos.
Damn, dude, that's such a good movie, and like it's so funny. Like women hate that movie. Women hate guys that like The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, but it's every guy.
But it's like everyone loves that fucking movie.
My dad doesn't like that movie just because Donnie died. He got like pissed. My
that
dad
was
like,
really, I was.
My dad was like, what the
happened.
Fuck? And I'm like, Dad, watch this movie. And I think I was sad too, but when. The cowboy goes, and I hear that's all I needed. When the cowboy's like, and I hear Duke, there's going to be a little dude. And he says something about Donnie. Yeah, he's like, maybe that's just the way life goes. And I was like, yo, that actually makes sense to me.
You know what I mean? That's a really good point.
I'm an idiot. I was like, Donnie's going to be the baby because Donnie's reborn.
I didn't even catch that.
That's me thinking like that's his way of saying like, yeah, Donnie died, but now there's a new baby. And if you believe in that shit,
right.
It's like, why would they keep it in the movie? So that's their way of saying, yeah, Donnie's dead, but
he's going to be baby dude.
He's going to be baby dude or... That's the way the world is.
He's not wrong. That's
more,
how shit happens.
I think it's more of a life goes on kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. But if you want to be wishy-washy, that's Donnie, dude. Donnie is back, bro.
All right.
He's back, baby.
We're all going to die, dude. That's the other thing, too. We're all going to die.
Big Lebowski Babies, the spinoff.
Yeah. Just a baby.
Lebowski Jr.
Yeah,
I'd watch that.
Little Lebowski.
I don't want to rattle right now, man.
I like that Jeff Bridges did that character and was just like, I'm just going to be that guy
for yeah.
the rest of my life.
I would do the same fucking thing. Well,
it's like, yeah, man.
Dude is so cool.
He's just like chill. It's like a vibe, and like it's like yeah, while you don't relate to him specifically, like no. you know that type of person.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Kind of like a dream. It's a yeah. dream just to be that zen about life.
Yeah,
not put pressure on yourself to do anything. Hang out, not have to have a job.
Drink or
just fucking
smoking joints, dude. Yeah. Listen to Creedence.
Have fun.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah.
Have fun with your two friends playing bowling.
Dude,
listen to Creedence.
Get laid just cause like
randomly,
walk into
randomly
pussy. Yeah.
It is a male wish fulfillment movie. Even
it rules.
It's, like,
it's such a good.
Even though he's kind of a loser on paper, but it's
yeah,
like,
but
of course.
It's still like chill. But he's like,
how did he get his money? Do you think?
I forgot what he says. He's a part of a project in the movie. He mentions it. He's like, I made a little money.
He has an arts grant.
Yeah, it's that. It's like he still makes money from something he wrote. It's some bullshit.
Josh Androsky used to have a joke like, I'm on welfare, or as I call it, my federal arts grant. Josh was funny.
What did he does he still do comedy?
No, he's like a full-time Twitter socialist now, I think.
That's the you can't be
rest
cool.
in peace, dude.
You can't be cool in your 20s and expect it to like last all your life. Man.
Yeah,
you know, eventually it fucking.
I think he keeps getting in trouble with I don't know. I was hanging out with Andrew Polk. He's close with Josh.
Oh yeah, nice.
And he was catching me up, and I was like, Josh Androsky is crazy because we knew him in San Francisco.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
The Sylvan House a lot because he was dating Claire O'Kane.
Your crush?
No, it's different. Claire and
oh, Clary Tale.
No, he likes.
Oh, Claire Donaher.
No. Don't. Whatever he says.
Claire Bear Paris.
Grain of
yeah, he
salt.
Does like.
Grain of salt, whatever he says.
Oh, please, dude. More
oh,
like
so,
a,
it's Claire,
more like,
so it's Claire Bell Bear Paris.
No, it is.
More like pound of sugar.
This was before.
Yeah. She was hot.
All right. The worst victim of the pandemic.
Yeah.
What? It's all right,
dude.
Do
you remember that episode of Loud Boys where we had her on and we were all just like, hum-a-num-a-num-a-num. It was so funny whenever it had a girl
on. She was also, oh,
this is
here
bullshit.
We go. We got Grimly. We
oh
got
my
all the
God.
Dogs.
That's great. That's right. We're podcasting.
We
tell them.
We also have dog
hey,
fighting here.
My
baby.
Dogs are barking, too. I've been walking all day in the heat.
You got to get your steps in, baby.
I know. I have my Garmin watch.
Oh, that's nice.
That's how I was.
I got an Apple Watch specifically just to like track my sleep
it's
and
great.
Walks.
That's exactly what I use it
it's
for.
It's fun, dude. It makes life feel like a video game.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, I don't like being that plugged in. I do.
Yes.
It literally feels like a Pip-Boy in Fallout.
Yeah, I love asking ChatGPT what I should wear.
You guys
day.
Are going to get the chip.
100%.
Nah.
Dude, sign me. I can't wait to become one with the cloud. I can't wait. Dude. Take me, convert my brainwaves into ones and zeros.
It's going to happen so quick.
I don't want the chip. I'm trying to get off carbs.
I don't need it.
Take the pill, Robbie.
Okay, I'll
join me, dude. All
right, yeah.
Dude, join me in the.
As long as it's cut with something.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I fucking upload my consciousness into a fucking computer. I'm like, nice, I'm immortal. And then, like, you'll never be able to get high. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yep.
It's like a horror film now.
That sucks, dude. You won't be able to do anything. You'll just be able, you'll have all the porn.
No, I could like download my fucking bot like into a robot body.
Ooh.
To
ooh.
Go like to be around in the real world and then like if that body gets destroyed it doesn't matter cuz like it's backed up into the cloud. And I can just download myself into a new. Damn, dude, you got to understand how fucking
the
AI works, dude.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Was this transhumanism? Is that what they
call
it?
Yeah, yeah, trans something or another. Yeah.
Don't get all excited, dude.
Okay,
yeah, it's funny. Elon like is so against trans daughter when he's right. Like, I want to be a robot, and he's like, he wants to like, he's like, we yeah. should not be humans. We should be. I can't do Elon.
Elon yeah. Musk is a very cautionary tale that. You know, even wealth won't make you cool.
That's
no, autism is stronger than billions of
he's
dollars.
Icarus, dude. He flew into the sun.
Yeah.
You know,
he's trying to go to Mars. He flew into the fucking sun.
Yeah,
dude.
He wishes he was like Gabe Newell from Valve, who's like this revered nerd who basically made computer gaming accessible for everybody.
All these guys want to be Steve Jobs, but Steve Jobs was like
retarded.
No, Steve Jobs was
well, he's brilliant, but his death. Is retarded.
He was
but
like
he
insane.
Wasn't, and he wasn't going for profits. All these guys are like, put profits above everything else.
You also can't listen to vegan women. That's what killed him, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Some dumb hot, and don't get me wrong, they're hot. But dumb vegan women tell you shit, and you're like, yeah, you're right. I don't need
There's no reason for him to have died being as rich as he was.
Exactly.
Like, he could have just gotten, like, top-of-the-line chemotherapy and all kinds of stem cell research, but...
I think, okay, I realize this is the difference between Steve Jobs. He wanted to invent things ultimately to make people's lives easier.
Right.
All these people are trying to like ruin our lives. Yeah. All these other people.
They're just cop.
Like, they're not. They're not trying to make everyone's lives different. They want to just change everything to make it.
Yeah.
Like,
and like whenever not, Steve
like, AI isn't going to make our lives easier. It seems like it's going to like.
And Steve Jobs was like, "Look, this is how it is, and this is what makes the Apple computer work.
Yeah.
And if you, you can either use it this way or you can get something else.
Right.
And now Apple is more like. Oh, well, what do you want? Like, they crowdsource what they want, like, what they should do next. And they try to appease people rather than giving them what they need.
Right.
Like fuck. Like, look at, like, when they were like, Steve Jobs, like, all right, no more fucking headphone jack for your phones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is fucking insane. And now, like, everyone followed suit.
Yeah.
And now there's no, you know.
Well, what's cool about the Mac is he made the Mac so, like, everybody could use a computer. Like, he made it so simple. He's like, I think he, like, had babies test it. So like a baby could figure out what was
going on.
And
now look at like every kid knows how to like unlock a phone and like order a bunch
that's
of shit.
Wow, what hath he wrought? He was a real Oppenheimer, huh?
Oh no, my fucking 8-year-old nephew just downloaded a bunch of torture porn on my cell phone.
He was iPodheimer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still like Jobs. Maybe just because I'm from Bay Area and I kind of still have a little bit of that like Steve Jobs worship in me.
It's going to be remembered as like the golden age of like computer technology, the golden age of Silicon.
It does feel like when he died, like hell broke out in Silicon Valley.
Well, it was more about like there was like a void and there was nobody. He hadn't really been prepping somebody to step up. Like he brought in like, you know, he brought in like that, what's his name? Tim Cook.
Tim Apple.
Yeah, Tim Apple. But it wasn't the same.
Yeah, he's a big dork.
You know,
like he's some gay guy.
Yeah, he needed to have like
looks like Anderson Cooper with glasses.
Yeah,
but and not as hot.
No,
no, he should have had like a protege that you know he was like, look, these are the founding principles of Apple. This is always what you should focus on when you take over the company.
Mm-hmm.
And then like prep.
He should have given it to Bono.
Yeah,
I want to give apples to all the children in Africa.
But Zuck's I don't know.
Zuck rebranded though.
Yeah, but
Zuck rebranded.
So...
I hate him, dude.
Everyone hates
him. Fuck like, him, dude. You know, as an aspiring Uyghur, I don't like what he's up to.
He's well, just not.
I don't like
not
these conservative. These conservatives are trying to be Whigs to fucking push their like Andrew Schultz and Zuckerberg. Right. Like, yo, what's up, fam? We all got to vote for Trump, huh? Yo, JD well, Vance is fucking
trying to pretend like the Republican Party is fucking cool.
I know that's
is like it's like get the fuck out.
Do you remember when Schultz said that recently?
He was like, he's like they're gangsters.
Yo, they's the ones that's having sex and a. Abortion, son. They ain't telling me not to make my jokes. They catch these jokes.
But like, then you also see like you know comics that are like, fuck Donald Trump. He should die. They're getting like detained by ICE and they're getting like held up at the airport and shit. And it's like they don't really care about. They like it. They like the freedom
they
to
like,
say the jokes that they want you to like.
They
but
like,
honestly, you should never support the American government. The American government are terrorists. You shouldn't pay your taxes.
I've been like,
and you should always try to kill the president. It doesn't matter if it's a black man, a woman, an old white guy.
If it is a woman, we should try harder.
You should always kill the president.
It will be sadder when it's a white guy, but you should still try to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what race of woman. It's
you
bad.
Should,
yeah, you know
you
what?
Should never support the president. You should never support the American government. I don't understand. Like, the only reason I would go to a presidential inauguration is if I have a bunch of C4 strapped to my body, and I'm going to scream Alu Akbar in the middle of him being sworn
actually,
in.
Actually, I will say the only kind of president you shouldn't try and kill is a cool black guy, because I did enjoy Obama in there.
Obama was fun. You know what? He was
I'm glad
shades.
He did not get killed. I think things are better because he did not get killed.
Dude, that would have been insane if he got killed.
That was a thing in our high school. Like, everyone went to go watch the inauguration, well, because it got us out of class, but also everyone was like, if they're going to kill him, this would be this time.
It's
right?
a miracle he didn't get killed. I mean, but I heard that there was like, I heard there was more, they prevented more assassination attempts during
that.
Obama than any other
I could
president.
Believe that. I could 100% believe that.
But they weren't cool and televised. That's the thing. They didn't get
Yeah, Trump got it on TV. Trump knows the value of TV. So.
Yeah,
I don't think that was a real assassination. I really don't.
There's something.
Really? I really think it was like.
I mean, the kid is like fake.
They've
the
never, I was like, where is, how come they haven't interviewed him?
He's dead. Well, he's dead.
Why? Poor kid. How could that happen? What did he ever do?
Why?
Is it against the fucking law to be cool all of a sudden?
He was just a kid, you sick fuck.
He was a boy.
He was just a kid.
He had so much potential.
All right. Well, if what he did was illegal, then lock me up.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it's illegal to kill the president. Damn, dude. Joe Biden's dying of cancer.
Ass cancer.
The fucking gayest kind.
I know.
Like, just take a shit, dude.
Poor Brandon.
Just don't get fucked in your ass.
Let's go, Brandon.
Dude, I miss Brandon. I don't like that the temperature's like up again. You know what I mean?
Dude, just like, how come these fat cats in government can't do anything?
I know.
Man.
It's just like, what the... I don't know. I've been actually kind of like bummed out because I like all the stuff in California, like deploying the national.
I know you guys are missing out.
I'm saying, like, look, I think the Mexicans are getting a little rowdy there. Settle down, fellas. But it's also like, I don't like that all these Republicans, not to get gay and serious, but I don't like all these guys talk about being libertarians and like small government and states' rights. But then when Donald Trump sticks like the National Guard on California, suddenly that's awesome. Like,
I also don't like that Governor Gavin Newsom is just using it to set up like his political presidential.
He pulled a Anthony Quinn. He was like, "Come get me, tough guy."
Come get him, tough guy. Yeah, Trump was like, "We're gonna go in," and then Gavin was like, "All right, tough guy. Okay, tough guy."
Yeah. It does annoy.
Long live Anthony Quinn.
I do have like a little Californian pride where I'm like, just don't like. Why are you even fucking with California like that? Go do this in Texas.
Yeah,
like,
don't mess with the bear.
Yeah, it's like we were give that land back to the Spanish conquistadors. Yeah.
Well, is that fun? Like. Californians are like, we're going to secede to Canada. It's like, just give the land back to Mexico, dude.
Well, here's my thing. Here, I've actually...
I've never given it to the Northwest.
I actually was doing some family history.
How progressive of
turns you, out, turns out I am like a native Californian on my dad's side. No, it was Mexican. It was actually not Mexican people. Oh, not a lot of people know this. It was fucking New Spain... Like, you know how everyone, this is also like the liberals being stupid, where they're like, there's no illegals on stolen land. Mm. And they're talking about the Mexicans. Katy Perry's like, we need to give it back to the Mexico. They stole the land in the 1500s as Spanish conquistadors. Mm-hmm. So California was a part of Mexico. It was never Mexico, really. It was New Spain forever. And then America bought it after a war. So it's not stolen. They literally bought it.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah, get over it, Sully.
Dude,
let it go, dude.
And California's always been kind of weirdly its own thing. Like, when they were Mexico, they're like, which was only 20 years. They're only Mexico for 20 years. They had their own country called Alta California, and they thought they were better than Mexican people, basically. Yeah. They're like, we want to make sure that we know. Yeah. And then they're like, all right, we want to be part of the United States. And then the United States is like, these fucking Mexicans. So it's interesting. But what's funny is I feel like no one knows any of that.
Well,
and they just assume Mexicans were just Aztecs. It's like, no, it's just like the U.S. They're also descendants of European conquistadors and colonists and shit. So that's history. Like, I don't even know where I was going with this. But everyone's talking on it, and nobody knows nobody knows any history. Like, nobody actually looks into, like, what California was or, you know, I don't know. People just don't know anything.
Well, now it's, like, the third largest world economy or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's, like, it can, like, sustain
crazy.
On its own.
Like, there's serious talks of a more legitimate talk of secession from California.
More sense. If Trump's going to use like everyone's tax dollars against California, it's like I see why they would not want to pay federal tax dollars.
Yeah, I can hear that. Maybe we should move back to California.
I've heard it's on the upswing. They hired a white guy mayor, and apparently he's really turning the San Francisco
white
around.
White guy mayor rolling up his sleeves. So long, London breed.
I know. Jesus Christ.
That was like a black woman.
Failed
I'm
experiment.
Here,
yeah. No. Yeah.
It is funny. Like when there was a black woman, there was like shit all over the street.
It was. It was fucking she awful. Really fumbled the bag.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, POC.
Yeah.
You know. But now we got a fucking white man. He's taking care of everyone. Streets are clean.
He's a billionaire.
Tale as old as time.
He's the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune.
Damn. Well, there's a bunch of Levi Strauss fucking stores in California, so it all makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Damn, if I wore jeans, I'd wear Levi Strauss.
They're pretty good, but what? If you
I got my Levi's.
If you gain a little weight, they get tight quick.
That's the problem.
The Levi's
jeans.
Do not stretch.
I've gone full sweatpants because it's like there's no going back.
I don't know how you're dressed like this today, by the way.
It breathes.
You're a psycho.
They breathe.
I've been getting into Kanye West's canceled clothing line.
Oh, yeah.
Now's the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's cheap, dude.
It is cheap. Yeah, all his like Balenciaga stuff.
Poor Kanye, dude.
Yeah, what did he ever say?
It's like
it, or do
they are there? He clearly has like some kind of mental disease.
Yeah,
I think he might. No, I think he's sane.
You think he's all right? He's probably making the, he's making the most sense of anyone
I
right now.
I saw that on YouTube. It recommended me. It said it was an AI of Kanye playing chess, and it said Kanye isn't crazy. He's playing 4D chess.
Oh,
I was like,
that.
Fuck yes, this is what I needed to hear.
Nice, dude.
Sally, what have you been watching lately? Any good movies,
dude?
Oh, what's it, hentai?
It's not hentai, but it is animated.
I did beat off to hentai this weekend.
Who does this?
I was so horny. I beat off like
what?
I beat off like four times 3 days in a row.
Whoa, dude. That's like a teenager.
I don't know why. I have no idea why.
Are you just bored?
I was not.
Too horny.
Dude, I don't even know. Because I want to say I was no fapping, but no, I was like. I think I like don't beat off a lot during the week because I like am going out and trying to meet
There's
girls and stuff.
On, yeah.
So then when I do have time to beat off, I'm just so fucking horny.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know. It's a good question.
Hentai is not the way to do it either.
Why?
Because that'll really fuck up your mental.
I only beat off to hentai like two or three times. Okay.
It's a slippery.
And it wasn't
slope.
Really hentai. It was like a Western comic. But it was on ehentai.org.
.org. That's like a little more legit.
That went on a... What a tangent.
Yeah, I'm working on my... It's Gemini season. They told me to be vulnerable during Gemini season.
There you go.
Die.
Is that too much information?
No, it's fine.
Can we get that in post?
If you want us to cut it out,
no,
I will.
No, it's fine.
The new Predator.
My ex was like, have you ever been off to cartoon porn? I was like...
All the time, dude.
No. Because she seemed like she really wanted the answer to be no, so I was like, nah.
I've been lying to women a lot lately.
Yeah? Cool.
It's really easy.
Like what?
Just
I never had sex with a child.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm straight. And he's like, oops. I'm attracted to you. My orientation is towards women.
No, I was.
I've never
was
raped
just busy.
A man.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I've never been to a freak off.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, by the way, freak off is.
I wasn't
great name.
Looking at that girl over there.
That's your lie.
That's a good one. Yeah.
What, do you say it as Louis C.K. every time? I wasn't looking at that fucking girl over there.
Poor guy.
So what? Yeah, why you been lying to women?
Yeah,
it's just because they asked.
Have you been saying good set?
Nice, dude.
They've been pressing me, dude. Not only romantically, but like comics too. Will be like. You don't like my comedy, and I'll be like, of course I do.
No, who gives a fuck?
I know.
I will say, Sal, you're a very nice guy, but now and then you will post like a real woman-hating ass Instagram
oh my God.
Story.
He goes full incel.
I'm like, did Joe grab Alex's phone?
No,
somebody?
I don't even. Sometimes it's like, damn.
What
dude,
the one about
I know,
what Piper from the Yellow Jackets? Was that bad?
I can't even name one. The fact that you have one in mind is crazy.
Well, that one said...
I was just thinking generally.
I don't care if Christina Ricci ate a raw penis. She's still less crazy. This character's less crazy than all the women I know.
See, come on, people.
He watches, like, Yellow Jackets.
Are you
trying
to defend yourself with that one?
That one is, first of all, it's sort of a bit. Second of all, she's not real, so...
Yeah, but you call it, but you're called. Oh, okay. Wait, you said she's crazier than every woman you know?
Than every woman I know.
Okay, well, there you go. That's all right. Then that's feminist, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also, I'm consuming feminine, like, woman shit.
But then sometimes you'll post a woman. Won't you, like, post a girl and be like, you retards think she's attractive?
Like, oh, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you are wrong, dude.
I wanted to
confront you on this.
She is not
she
hot.
She is fucking hot.
She is not fucking
hot.
She's not hot.
I posted a picture of her, and Max Marcus DM'd me. Friend of the show.
Oh, I like Max Marcus. Yeah. I like Max Marcus.
He DM'd me. He said,
I was so furious.
He said, I wish she'd choke me, so check me.
Here we go.
The guy who's a combined negative weight of or height of all of us.
Yeah, dude. that beta's like me, like Caitlin Clark, because she will alpha.
She has.
She's also nice.
She looks like Max Marcus's face.
No, she doesn't.
They have the same face.
Take that back.
She's got my face.
Take that back.
She's
a beautiful
hot.
Pale.
Weird hair. Her hair's
dude,
bad.
She's in good.
No tits. No
she's
ass.
She's got. She's been working out. She looks good. She did just a modeling spread. Look, she's not. She has nothing.
Modeling what?
I'm more attracted to her talent. I'll be honest. But
modeling what? Standing next to boards and being like, "What's the flattest?"
Whoa, Sally.
Damn, dude. Sally hates women.
She's not hot. Hot is first
what's
of all.
Wait,
hot
Sally,
is
name the hottest woman right now.
I wouldn't say she's hot, but she's
The one in Ballerina. Anna Armas is so fucking hot.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Why would you? He's saying Millie Bobby Brown.
Why?
She's like only season one and two of Stranger Things.
Early years. She hit the wall a few years ago.
It's like once Drake started sniffing around, I lost interest.
In Drake's defense, the age of consent in Canada is 16.
In Drake's defense, hubba hubba.
Yeah. He was proven right, by the way. I like how she got so sexual so quickly.
Well, that's because she was properly groomed. It was the right environment, and Drake was able to awaken her sexuality, so she was able to marry fucking John Bon Jovi's son.
I feel like I was gaslit by people telling me not to think Billie Eilish was hot.
Billie Eilish had the tits.
And she also always had the face of a 35-year-old.
Yeah. When I saw who she was, I was like, who is this chick? She's hot. And someone was like, it's Billie Eilish. And I was like, all right, geez.
Hide my boner for another year.
She's like, singing about fucking dad.
She's like a Wolfgang Hunter zoomer, where it's like, really? Zoomers be looking old, though.
It's all the
vaping they do.
That's what I was saying.
It's all the vaping,
That's what I was saying.
These kids, they fucking vape.
How old is she now?
Billie Eilish? She's like 25.
Yeah. She's 24.
Tits are huge.
She's dating a 30-year-old. She's no longer bisexual.
Oh, wow.
She's cured, dude.
All other women bisexuals who are mildly attractive?
That sexism I will agree with. Yeah. most bisexual women seem to grow out of it.
Yeah, dude.
I do. At least they don't make Pride Month about themselves anymore. They were doing that for way too long, a long time,
and now it's like, dude, let's cut out the B in LBGTQ.
Well, no, because bisexual gay guys are actually gay.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If they're bisexual and men, they're gay. If they're bisexual and women, they're just a man pleaser.
Ian Finance is an actual. But I have met some true bisexuals. Yeah, there's not a lot of them.
Yeah. He's what we call a degenerate.
I would agree with that too. No, every bisexual guy I've met, it's never like I'm dating a man. It's like I got really coked out the other night. And I fucked a guy in a bathroom.
Are you talking to Vince McMahon?
I'm just saying, dude. I'm gonna fuck a man in the ass because I'm bi.
You're faggots.
How fucking great was that documentary on Mr. McMahon?
I wanted it to be a little more. It was obvious they were about to do they were making a flattering documentary about it.
Right.
And then they had to pivot.
It was like such a funny pivot, too.
I wanted to see. And then they because they have WWE and they're going to they have to promote it with that documentary. So I wanted it to be a little more
I feel like when he's fully when he passes in 5 years from a fucking enlarged heart.
He kind of dodged me too, I feel like.
He dodged a lot of it. Well, I think it also just helps because it's wrestling.
And his wife is in the White House, so.
Dude, she's like the Secretary of Education.
She's like the only one that got carried over from the first Trump term. She's the only one with job security in the Trump administration, it feels like.
I think Trump understands how important wrestling is because it just has such a large reach.
It helped get him elected.
It helped get him elected.
He stole Vince's catchphrase.
You're fired.
I don't know if people talk about that. He stole that catchphrase.
He did. That was Vince's you're fired. Everyone was like, yeah. And then Trump was like, you're fired.
That's mine now.
I'm going to use that. That's actually the embodiment of a boss.
Thank you, Vince. You are a very good friend for letting me have that.
He's gonna pardon Vince McMahon. We're gonna get it back in there.
Has Vince McMahon even been charged with anything?
No.
It's just text leaks, dude. If I got my text leaks, I would be pissed.
There were some rapebacks.
No, he was using the divas as sexual.
He was a white Diddy kind of.
Well, if he wanted a professional.
On a smaller scale.
Brock Lesnar. He gave a bunch of women to Brock Lesnar to sign him.
I mean, Brock Lesnar would have gotten those women one way or the other. He just stood in the doorway.
Whoa.
I heard Vince did freak offs with Marty Cunny.
Yeah.
Marty Cunningham.
Oh, damn.
I like Marty.
I love Marty. Yeah, I hung out with him the other night.
I ran into Marty's him on the train, man. And we just shit on comics for like.
I love that. I want to hang out with him more.
You got to get him on the pod.
But I can't tell.
I told him we were going
to. Oh, yeah. Dude, we'll put him on the fucking. We'll get everyone. Dude,
I wonder if he actually likes me or if he's just nice to everybody, though.
He likes you, dude. Okay, cool. It's like that Bay Area camaraderie, dude.
I do have a little. I think because there's so few of us over here.
Well, there's a few people that stuck around.
Yeah.
People would come out, and I think it's easy to get disillusioned with comedy in New York, you know, because a lot of it is already kind of clicky, and unless you have shit going for you coming in, it's very hard.
They didn't have that because I remember a lot of the San Francisco comics who moved down to LA just kind of
just immediately blended with the LA comics.
Yeah, so like they got into like the Comedy Store and shit. Like it's like apparent, like they are working like working the door at like the Comedy Store or some shit.
A
like
lot
that.
Of them kind of fell into. Oh yeah, Stuart Thompson.
Yeah,
Stuart. One time I watched Brody. What's his name? The dead
Stevens.
Guy. Stevens. Yeah. And Steven it was Brody just it was just like me watching, and it was like two other people at the Comedy Store, and he was just like naming the people in the room. He was like, Stuart Thompson, good guy. He was just on stage. I was like, no one's gonna get that in this.
Stuart Thompson, good guy. If I ever find my body, it was never a suicide.
Tony Hinchcliffe killed me because he bullied me. It's
that,
on video.
They
the
did.
Night before I yeah. the night I killed myself, I was mad at Tony.
Man, that's fucking crazy to think about, dude. He's unstoppable.
More like Tony killed.
Yeah, damn, dude.
I killed. Know. I actually don't want to give it to him because I don't. Because I feel like Tony would love that.
He would.
Yeah,
love I'm the Brody killer.
I'm. Yeah, he couldn't handle me. He had to take his life because I was such a roast master. Yeah.
The 1 a.m. comic couldn't compete against a hungry young wolf.
Oh, damn, my God, dude! I tweeted out today. I tweeted out today. I was in a meeting and I made. And I contributed, and they said it was a good question. And I said contributed in a meeting, and they said it was a good question. I just posted with the picture of Tony saying they gave a hungry wolf a chance.
It's such a fucking. And it was like just funny because like he meant that so much.
That was the moment I had been telling people Tony
sucks.
It's in
like a motel in the background.
Right? I've been telling Tony sucks. Everyone's Tony sucks for years. People would not hear it. They were like they liked him and stuff. And
they thought being on Kill Tony was going to be like a career maker.
That
for
too.
Them.
It is for
and
some.
And they
people,
still do
clearly.
That.
Who?
I mean,
William Montgomery.
Yeah. I don't like them. I'm just saying they.
Well, I mean, but like, but look you know, how. But I mean, it's a very fragile, delicate balance.
Yeah, if you like someone going on stage and going, you'll go see.
That's
him.
My whole fucking thing, dude.
Yeah, Joe might kill on Kill Tony. Actually, yeah,
I'm too afraid. I'm too shy of success.
You're kind of like the thinking man's Casey Rocket.
For philosophers,
yeah.
Guys come in top hats and the little monocle,
you're like, yeah,
smoking
you're,
a pipe, like call me.
You're like Casey Rocket for people with functioning brains.
Bro, the amount of
did you see that old Howie Mandel stand up clip that was going around?
No,
it's just
the one
like,
where he blows up a condom over his head.
No, well he just goes up and he's just like it's literally it reminded me just like of Casey Rocket, like his old stand up. It was crazy.
Oh wow.
I'll send
well,
it to you
time
later.
Is a full
out. Do you have a producer?
Yeah, we'll freaking put it right here.
And can we watch Alex Davenport special?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then we cut to...
Again?
We got high and watched that whole fucking special.
That was so...
And then it was like...
Dude, the ending's... the ending's great. The ending made every minute of it worth it.
It all tied it together.
It tied it so well
did
together.
Did I send you... Elvis made this super... This slick cut of Alex Davenport.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, of him on a podcast. That
dude.
Fucking rocks.
Yeah,
dude.
It ends with
shout
him.
Shout out Alex Davenport.
Shout out
Alex
friend
Davenport.
Of the show.
You rule at the end.
We
got
to get him on the pod.
At the end of his special,
you guys got to get Alex and Drew Flores on the podcast.
Yeah. That I don't know Drew Flores. I'm not that deep.
It would be a good booking, trust me.
Alex's special ends with him starting a joke, and then they play him off, and he's like, "Oh, I guess that's my time. Bye, everyone."
Yeah, that's a great way to end a special.
That's the only way to do it.
Because we were watching it. Yeah,
amazing.
I was like, "Let's just see how he closes. I want to see how I want to see how the man closes."
Oh, well, we've watched it. We've watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
watched
this
it. This is after the last time we potted. Yeah, and then it was after we were like, "Well, we've already been here for 20 minutes. We got to watch the ending." And then it was just like the host, like, all right, dude, you got it. Come on.
It is amazing how many New York comics connect over Alex Davenport's comedy.
Well, he's like the thread that ties everyone together.
Yeah,
he's
the
always
glue.
He's always
he's everywhere.
Out and about.
He's everywhere.
Always out and about, and he's always
he'll never
super
be able
friendly.
To stop him.
And he's talking about other mics he did.
He's always, and then he's like, I just wanted to work on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to, and then he'll, 9 times out of 10, he'll give the time back to the room, which is a very generous
thing. That is
right.
You know what? Yeah, he's a great guy.
I'll take a comic that gives the time back to the room than the comic that. Horrifically runs the life.
Oh yeah!
And guess what, dude? I've been both. I have drank from both cups.
Drink.
It's powerful, dude. We got to get serious about comedy. We got to get serious about comedy.
I agree. Let's do.
We
got
to. We got to.
Should we do some green room shop talk like Rogan?
Here we do, dude. This is what we got. Get this libtard journalist out of my.
When you
green
get
room.
Three assassins like
I heard
us,
that guy's over there.
Should we open our own comedy club?
I
and
think
then
so. Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
open a comedy club. Gatekeep the fuck out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, the Ridgewood Comedy Club, right on the border of the Bushwick.
Man, I was talking to somebody, and I don't like anything I hear about this comedy Mothership. I don't like anything. I don't like anything I'm hearing about it.
It's a very dangerous time to be a comedian.
Strange times.
Yeah. It is weird. It is weird that it's like, okay, I'm going to Texas because I don't have to pay state tax. And
weed super illegal for
yeah
some
it's
reason.
Like it's like that's you get like a gun but like you can't smoke a joint like yeah. you can't smoke and like all THC products are yeah. banned in Texas.
If you go on their Instagram, Tony is in like every photo. He right. like he like photo he gets his way into the in that Instagram account a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's like there's only like three clubs in Austin.
Also, the Mothership from their Instagram seems to only book five comedians. It right. seems to be Ari Shaffir, Shane Gillis, Tony Hinchcliffe, and Joe Rogan. And then now and then Sam Morril will pop in.
They also always photograph their staff like putting a chair up, and the staff is like, you know what the best place to work,
you know
bro?
What they? You want to know what they never show at the Con Mothership? A picture of the audience having fun. They never show. And I'm sure the shows are good.
Ooh,
but
the staff
never
smoking weed in the hallway.
They all are like posing for like a rock album cover. It's like it's such a douchey Instagram
yeah,
account.
Dude, you guys, you're comedians. Chill.
Like there's where's no. Make a goofy. Do a silly one. Yeah. Do one silly one.
Where's the heart, man?
Yeah, they're all sitting there like, it's like, yo, it's the craft. That it's, they use the word the craft.
It's such a fucking cool kids club circle jerk. Yeah. And it's funny because like Rogan, like when he talks, he's like, I'm going to open up a place that comedians are going to love and hang out. It's like, and it sounds like he created a place for him and other famous people to hang out. Yeah. And no one, they don't let the roast battlers.
I would love to perform, by the way.
I would love, also love to do the roast battle specifically where they don't let the comedians in the green room, but I would still love to do it.
I heard about that as well.
That's like fucking crazy. It's like, damn,
it's
dude.
It's like, dude, you're not paying these guys and they're the whole thing. They're the whole show thing.
Compare that to the fucking comedy dojo in New Jersey that pays us, gives us food.
Oh, the best food.
Can I
too.
Do the show?
Yeah.
This is a dojo show?
Hit up Vic Cedeno.
Who's Vic Cedeno?
Door guy Vic, man. Vic the door guy.
I just did. I'm branching out of Jersey. I did the, I headlined True Dan's show.
I know,
show.
Dude. You got in, dude. You got in with True Dan.
It was cool.
Even I didn't headline his show, and I've lived with the guy.
I think he's super into the Gas Digital stuff.
Yeah.
Because of the promo were just pictures of me with Shane Gillis, pictures of me with Luis Gomez, pictures of like clips from Gas Digital.
He gets excited about that shit.
Yeah.
He's always like, can you introduce me to Zach Amico? And I was like, no.
Really?
Yeah. No.
I can't. I'm sorry.
No. Honestly, Zach would hate that.
Yeah. I'd be like, that sounds unpleasant for Zach and you.
He would not.
Choose a good guy, but he can be very much a lot, you know?
Well, I'm a lot too, but it's like, what? you gotta meet these guys organically. Or
exactly. Yeah. He was a good guy to live with, though, because he would always like get like 2 pounds of weed shipped in from California.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, super chill dude.
And his show was fun.
First time I met Zach, I met him at a show before I even like moved or anything. Like before he and I met each other, like I met him after a show and I just was like, you want to smoke? And he was like, yeah. And then we just spoke to Joy.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
nice to meet you. And he was like, yeah. He was like, yeah. And then we smoked. I was like,
so 28 weeks later.
It's literally that. And then I was like, nice to meet you, man. And he was like, you too. And that was it. And I just walked in. That was it.
Buddy.
Yep, it was that. Yeah. It was just us sitting there.
Really appreciate it, buddy.
Yep. Yeah. It was that. Dude. And I was like, damn,
watch. Be sure to check out Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.
Yeah, we're on it. All of us have been on.
All of us have appeared at one point.
Zach Amico's Morning Spook Show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. and drink Body Brain Coffee, everybody.
That should be the thing. We should start selling our own coffee.
We should do that, or just weed, or like, and just buy other weed.
We gotta hit up. We gotta hit up Dream Treats and get another fucking batch, dude.
A free batch. It's been like a year.
We gotta hit them up, dude. We gotta get another.
How'd you guys get that? It's because he said he wanted to sponsor me.
Just message him.
Okay.
And just be like, hey, give me some.
Speaking of which,
I tried one of those gummies. It fucked me up.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's for real stoners.
Dream Treats are the best, awesome. Dude. They got the best gummies, chocolates, and flour.
And a nice guy.
Yeah.
He comes to shows.
Solid dude. Yeah. He's all about legit comedy.
You should. DM Dream Treats NYC.
No, don't give them the freak plug.
And get some stuff. Because then we can come back and be like, we plugged you recently.
Yeah. This is like a Manscaped trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
he doesn't know that I'm not even a part of this podcast.
I'd rather at least like support a guy who at one point supported us.
That's a good point.
It was, free too.
Yeah, he'll give us some more. I know he'll give us some more.
That shit's rocked too. Yeah. Those edibles really did help my ass. I needed
it. You really got to like plan your day.
I kind of want to smoke a little weed tonight.
You want to? Nice.
Oh, here we go, dude. Look,
I have a joint.
I could smoke a little bit. All right, dude. Well, let's fucking do it, dude. Subscribe to the fucking paywall.
We got a little long.
Calm down, dude. Damn.
I was like, that is a good time.
Sally is like a fucking damn, dude.
I was like, that is a good ender, though.
That's a fucking great way. We just end it fucking early and we come back high as fuck.
I do love that Joe's eyes lit up like a dog about to get a treat. Do you watch that Mickey 17?
I hated that movie so fucking much. That.
I kind of liked it.
You liked it?
It's a
shitty Trump allegory. It sucked.
Whoa, what's it about?
And it was supposed to be like Trump lost the election. That's how bad that movie was.
I thought it was like a BioShock thing. It was basically the plot of the next BioShock game that he's making.
No, it wasn't. It was bad.
He makes a ship. It's basically about a guy who makes a ship. It's like a Andrew.
Beautiful ship.
It is a beautiful ship. But it's not. It's not Trump exactly, though.
It is Trump.
No, he's not, because he's like a pussy whose wife isn't really in control.
It's Trump. It was the girl yelled at him, is like, "That's why you lost your elections. You'll never win." It was terrible.
And he's not supposed to be Trump, though.
He's 100%.
I don't think so. I think it's supposed to be like. It's kind of like Trump, right? But like,
what's the movie about?
It's terrible.
It's Bong Joon-ho.
I love that guy.
Me too. I went in being like, "This is gonna be awesome."
Bong Joon-ho,
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, who was in it?
Toni Collette.
All the acting was great.
It's a terrible movie. I hated it so much.
So it's like
I thought it was kind of a miss, but I respected the ambition. I enjoyed watching it too.
I thought it was
my problem with it was like five different movies and didn't pick which one it wanted to be. It was a cool. So the whole thing is like they're going to it's like this guy wants to create a utopia and they're all on a spaceship going to the utopia basically. And Robert Pattinson's one of this guy to escape debt. He went on to be like this experimental thing where they can regenerate him every time he dies. So it's called Mickey 17 because this is the 17th
he's the
version.
17. Okay.
Yeah, and which is literally almost exactly the plot of the new BioShock game that they're making.
I'm excited about that. BioShock fucking
Well, this
rules.
Has been
it's
done.
It's my favorite game ever, yeah. But they keep delaying it. That shit's never coming out, I think.
Do you like BioShock Infinite?
Yeah, I love
it. The one where you're in the sky?
I did too.
I think I actually like that one.
I don't know why it's become a thing people hate.
It's so fucking good.
It's good.
I think the reason why they didn't like Infinite so much is because it was so different from the first BioShock.
But people hate
the second one, too.
I know.
DLC is amazing because it's the gameplay of Infinite in Rapture.
Oh,
it's so good.
Well, all I have to say, the original BioShock has the like one of the best twists of all time.
BioShock 1 is incredible. Yeah.
The best
of course.
Twist, even like amongst media, has one of the best twists.
Yeah,
I would say
it's one of the best. The world of BioShock Rapture is incredible.
Oh,
but
so awesome.
But if you go back and replay them, Infinite is much more fun to play.
Infinite is more fun, yes. Yeah. But BioShock
even has some bullshit ass mini games, and the Circus of Values sky is so annoying.
Welcome to the Circus of Values. And the game is like randomly really hard.
You know, older games will be randomly really hard out of nowhere.
Dude. BioShock, fighting a big daddy the first time was terrifying.
You'll get a handle of things, and then suddenly it'll just be like the hardest thing ever, and then it's back to easy. It's like,
make up your mind.
I'll say this about the original BioShock: you only get to be fully powered for like maybe 10 minutes at the end. You know what I mean?
I think that's good though because when you're fully powered, it becomes a little too easy.
But it would have been fun.
It would have been fun.
What they should have done, which they did with Dishonored, which I think is BioShock and Assassin's Creed melded into one.
That
perfectly.
Sounds up my alley.
Dude, check
you'd
it out.
Love it.
You would love it.
You'd love it.
It's amazing. But
I've been looking for like a good campaign game.
So you sold your Xbox, but you still have.
I have my Xbox Series X. I sold my Xbox One.
Dishonored.
Yeah, there's no reason to have an Xbox.
I bought Cyberpunk online. They sent me the PS5 version. I'm pissed off.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Dishonored, brother.
Okay,
it's on
I will.
Game Pass and all that.
Have you guys played Prey?
No. Yeah.
Is that game good?
It's fun. It's one of those things where
kids today all play Prey in schools, but never Prey in schools. You know what I mean?
It's like one of those things where like there's multiple ways to solve the puzzle. Mm-hmm. So there's no like wrong way to play it. So if you want to do it, like
the story good?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Is the world good? Those are my favorite. I like a good story and a good world.
If you like BioShock, you'd really like Prey.
That's what I heard.
You'd really like Prey.
I went on Reddit and was like, I just want to keep playing BioShock all the time. What are some more BioShock-y games? Arkham games are the only one that tickle my taint, like the BioShock games.
Atomic.
Those games are super fun.
What's Atomic Heart is supposed to be like BioShock?
Atomic Heart's
Tom Myers.
Atomic Tom Myers. A Tom Myers heart.
Tom Myers' heart. He's won my heart.
Tom Myers' heart.
One more thing about
Havertah Grace. The
thing I wish they did in Bioshock, which I lead to Dishonored. In Dishonored, after you beat the second one, after you beat it, you can restart the game with every like upgrade.
Okay.
You are able to upgrade at the beginning of the game with all the loot you got. Because in Dishonored, if you get ruins, you can use those ruins to unlock your powers.
Okay.
So at the beginning of the game, you start with all your ruins.
Okay.
So you can just upgrade your guy immediately.
So it's like a roguelike?
I wish you could start Bioshock over with all your upgrades.
Oh, yeah.
And then upgrade even more so you can be even more superpowered.
So apparently the new Bioshock, I forgot what it's called. I think it's called Judas. It's like...
Okay. Bioshock Judas?
No, it's not. It's just called Judas. It's Bioshock, but all the trailers...
It's like all the...
It's just Bioshock.
The team that made Bioshock.
It's that guy Ken Levine, who seems like kind of a maniac, and it seems like this whole thing is a total mess that might never come out, but I've watched like every single thing about it because it seems fascinating. So you play like as a lady...
Oh,
gross.
Sally's already
out. Or maybe
out.
Hot. Out,
Sally's already
I looked
out.
Right off when you said that.
Yeah. But so no, when but what happens
See,
is
this is my favorite.
But it's like so you play the game, but then when you die, you get like in Mickey 17, you get reanimated and you have to start from the beginning, but you do a total but it's like every single time you play is a totally new path and you like have power your certain powers with you.
I like
it
that.
Seems really ambitious and interesting, but it could collapse under its own weight, that kind of
Probably.
Thing. Like on the Judas subreddit, it was supposed to come out this March and there's not much to go on. And on the Reddit, they're like posting like another position is suddenly available at the game studio. I think people are leaving. So it's a bummer because check out like the trailers. The trailers are fucking cool.
Damn.
I will.
I'm in, dude.
I'll send you guys the video.
I love
it. I've been wanting the Infinite follow up forever.
Dude, get.
It's been as long as it's GTA 6.
Yeah, it came out in like, what is it?
2013.
Yeah, goddamn. That's right. It came out on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
The remastered thing was cool though. But I want more Bioshock.
You need to buy.
There's so Dishonored.
And you know what? There's not even anything close to Bioshock.
I'm telling you, Dishonored. We'll talk after.
Dishonored, Dad.
The art of the campaign is gone. Everything is multiplayer now. I think.
Online campaign type shit
I want like a tight 8-hour. Pussy. I know. I want like a tight. I want a game I can beat. There's all the game. There's too much game in every game now.
If you beat the game, it's like, but you didn't get 100%.
How I feel in Fallout. I can't just go. I can't not keep playing.
At least
it.
Fallout was always like that.
Yeah, I know it is.
And
yeah.
Every game now though is so fucking bloated.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like just. Can we Harris whittle this down? Because like I was even playing NBA 2K, right, which is really fun, the new one. Uh-huh. But they have like instead of having a really killer, they have a mode called My AGM where you like play as a general manager, and the idea is great. But they just need to fucking make that one thing really cool. But they have all this unnecessary, like they have player tweets, fake tweets that you can just like. Who the fuck is reading fake tweets?
Your fucking player like accidentally says like some racist shit
about
China.
That would be pretty goddamn funny.
So it's like you actually have to choose like, all right, do you want to have like, do you want to do PR navigation or increase gameplay so you're even better on the court?
Yeah.
So they have to ignore it and just deal with it.
Well, the idea is cool because you play as like a guy in an office who has to like handle a bunch of like famous people. It's like it's really cool, but it's like they have all this bullshit that you don't have to do, and then the actual thing itself is too long and not that good while you're playing it. It's just like if you made this like a 2-hour thing, it would have been really fucking fun. And but everything has to just be like a billion things to buy online too, and then a billion things to just do. There's like not I feel like gaming lately has let me down.
We're in a little bit of a lull right now, and like they just raised like the price for even digital games.
Oh my god!
Because now like
Switch 2.
Yeah, the Switch 2, like which is still out
I'm
of stock.
I'm gonna switch to reading at this point. It's so expensive,
dude. It's crazy. And now like even like Xbox digital games have gone up in price too.
Really?
Like because like they just did the Xbox State of Play. Showed a bunch of new games like Outer Worlds 2.
I heard about
which
that,
I'm excited about. $89 for the base game.
Did you like Outer Worlds 1?
I love it, dude. I'm replaying it right now, actually.
You know what was actually a game I really... Probably the game I most enjoyed lately was the fucking Rick and Morty guy, I guess, game.
Oh, that was High on Life.
High on Life. I was
that was
this
fun.
Is a cheap game
fun.
It's fun the whole time, and it's I can beat it.
Yeah, it's short.
That's all I fucking want.
I did give up on it, but I did enjoy a
lot
of it.
It's fun.
It is fun.
It reminded me of like an R-rated like Ratchet and Clank or something.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my God, you killed a kid. We're going to get an M-rated.
So
you can't
funny.
Kill a kid. Yeah, I'm a kid. You can't kill me.
It was funny. Yeah, and it was funny. It's too bad he like got Me Too'd like a month later. That was
well, he got Me Too'd and then like...
A fake Me Too.
Right. He didn't do
a
anything.
Bullshit Me Too.
I think they wanted to get rid of
they
him.
They did.
For
they
a
probably
long,
did.
Long
they,
time.
He was they were looking for an excuse.
Dude, he was just a menace. He was that he is he's Rick.
I met him once. I was not surprised when all that stuff came
Dude,
out.
He's Rick cuz he drinks. He's a fucking drinker.
He was
like he would drink in the studio.
I'm a drinker. When I went to his house I was like this guy's fucking drunk.
Dude, he drinks. He would show up drunk to writing sessions and they'd be like trying to do shit and he would just be like being a spaz.
I think they,
like,
They told him to stop coming to work.
Yeah.
And he just like, by the end, he was just recording the voices in his apartment.
But damn, that sounds like fucking heaven.
It
but
does. You know what? Yeah.
Gifted, like, he's the re- That show has had a decline since he's been gone.
And I will say, when I did, he was of course nice to me, but I could tell something was off and he was super fucking wasted.
Oh, shit.
But yeah. he would just like, jot down like scribble stuff and they were like the funniest like crazy cool looking drawings just like and you just like fucking just throwaway stuff. It was cool.
Damn, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out Justin Roiland. We'll hire you.
Yeah, Justin Roiland, yeah, come man. On Super
I will work with you, Justin Roiland.
Yeah.
I can do impressions, I can do voices, you know.
I take him over Dan Harmon for sure.
Dan Harmon seems like a dickhead.
He seems like such a fucking like pretentious
smells
fucking
his
he's a dork.
Farts.
Yeah,
he's
dude.
A dork.
He's a fucking Justin Roiland at least.
I've heard
like,
he's just as big of a dick too. Like yeah, I've heard
he
he's
got
like,
Me Too'd as well, and he was like, ah, oh, I'm a fucking monster.
Yeah,
I'm a fucking
and then they were like and it was another one where you're like, well, what? You
and like
mean
he was like he like
he asked out his employee, which is I don't think that's that bad.
But he also like made it difficult for her when she said
that's
no.
not good.
Yeah,
that was the
that's really
and
annoying.
He also like was trying to
just gotta shun them.
He was trying to be like the
show
feminist guy,
right?
You gotta
He's
show
like a Joss
hotter.
Whedon.
Yeah,
the Josh Whedon that was like the,
they got him out of here,
dude. Good
Where
riddance.
The fuck did he go?
Good riddance, dude. Yeah, it's like crazy because like he did like Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
right.
Then he was involved in Angel, Serenity. Yeah. And
Firefly.
Then he
did the Avengers.
Yeah.
He wrote the Avengers.
He'd and like, yeah, original. He was like, he was going to be like, right. He was going to be the guy for Marvel.
Yeah.
And then all this shit happened.
Another nonsense. They were like, he fucked me. Like,
I think
it.
He was like a dickhead. I think he was just like, he's another guy that I think people just did not like. People just did not fuck with him. I heard he was a like just a like little fedora asshole around LA. Like,
I could believe that.
He was a guy who would like walk up to DJs at bars and be like, I'm telling you what to play. Like one of those kinds of guys, you know?
Well, he was like one of the guys like, this is how you ride a woman and like make her fucking strong.
He's like,
and make
he's
her
like
cool.
Fellas, this is what a feminist looks
like.
And he's
guy,
like, I was raised by my mom, so I can't be a rapist.
And then meanwhile, it's like in all of his like texts were like, please, 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 you owe me sex.
Classic, dude.
Yeah,
what's
dude.
Up, Grim? Come on, join the party.
But honestly, women do owe us sex when you think
all
about it.
Yeah, but we're nice guys.
We're nice guys.
I've been saying it, and more and more people agree with me. Not like no one's really disagreeing with me.
Here comes
Sully's
genuine
misogyny.
It's not misogyny. It's like guys like that. If a guy is being like... If a guy is just being a dickhead...
If a guy's accused of rape, maybe we need to redefine what rape is.
Yeah. If the guy's just...
It's a gray area.
No, I'm just saying, if a guy's like a dickhead, he's probably a dickhead. But if a guy is like, I think women are the best. I love women, and I put women ahead of everyone. It's like, he rapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt, dude.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He rapes.
If you're too loud about it.
Yeah, right? you're the rapist.
You can't be that outspoken. It's like, dude, nobody's like pro-rape. What
no.
And
men and women always have fucking problems with each other. That's how it is.
I know.
Men and women are different.
Yeah. My roommate pointed that out. He's like, it's crazy how comedy, he's like,
is gay.
Is still people just being like, so, I'm a guy, but... women are different, huh? And it's like women are like, guys are different, right?
But you know
and
what? Just, that's true.
It is true.
And you know what? I was watching a Louis special, and I realized how often he closes with men versus women. Mm. Men and women are different material. I'm like, I guess it's just, it's so universal.
Of course.
It's like basically the main problem that every human being faces. It's like, God damn, the other gender is crazy as fuck. Yeah.
Other people also in comedy act like that's... bad too, like in general, like if you are at odds at all, they're like, oh, I can't, that's, you're a bad person. It's like, no dude, if you're a regular person, you're who's if you're straight, you're always going to be at odds with the opposite sex.
Absolutely.
You just don't agree on
regular. Yeah, it's like,
well, like dinner. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And like, yeah, that's like I think it's just a normal fucking human experience. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why.
But
comedy,
if you don't have sex with me, you should be killed.
Whoa, that's Alexander.
Just the way it is, dude. Man, nice, or woman. Dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm not about the guys, but if I decide, yeah, you know what I mean? And they turn me down. You know,
that's,
God takes,
see,
care
he's
of me,
a
bro.
This is what a feminist look like.
Yeah,
men and women owe,
yeah,
him,
dude,
sex.
God,
like,
dude,
Diddy.
God,
Diddy
I'll
was a.
I let God sort him out, dude.
He's an equal opportunity rapist.
Diddy is looking awful now because he got, yeah, cut off from his adrenochrome.
Diddy, oh yeah. Well, he was on drugs.
Yeah,
they caught him when he turned himself in. They found pink cocaine in his hotel room.
Ooh, the cutest of cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine for girlies.
Ooh, is it like mixed
what is
with
pink
like,
cocaine?
It's like mixed it's with Himalayan cocaine. Sea salt.
it looks like that kind of,
probably,
but it's like, I think it's K2 King. Ooh. It's that drug, K2.
The most beautiful of drugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
K2, dude.
Yeah, K2. Oh,
smoked K2. It's terrible.
Nah, what? When?
Like, 2012, 2011. Damn. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, they had it as fake weed.
Yeah, because we didn't have weed, and someone was like, I have K2, and we smoked it, and I was like, I'll literally rather just do heroin next time.
Well,
like, I'd rather do a real drug.
Fact check me on that. I mean, pink hook, I don't know. Someone was just caught with it.
K2 is awful.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try it now.
Joe, do you even do drugs anymore?
I just smoke weed.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just smoke a weed. But if you have coke, I'll do it.
Let's hit up Miles Toe.
Yeah, let's do it. Not let him bend the house, though. I remember when we did coke and he was like, I want to get the bag. And we're like, no, dude. No, I can't. I can't in good conscience give you this bag of coke. It's like, I don't want to do coke with you, dude. You make me uncomfortable, dude.
Yeah, Miles gets a little wild at times.
Yeah, he's wilding out. Or yeah. Ornery.
More like Kilometers Toe.
Kilometers fucking, yeah, thumb. Nice, Miles, dude. Thumb. There it is.
Got his ass.
There it is.
Don't ever cover out here, Miles Toe. You get the smoke.
Alex.
Got him.
You have any Tums, yeah, or anything like that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we can call it too. We're
at the time.
Okay.
So
the sex time.
But fucking Robbie, what do you have to plug? What do you got coming up, man? Where can people find you?
At Robbie Gooden on Twitter and Instagram. I am Rooster T Feathers on the 29th.
Oh fuck yeah!
Yeah, oh, yeah, and I might add some more things.
The old stomping grounds.
Yep,
dude.
Yep.
Hell yeah!
It was a short notice trip for. My family's going back because my grandpa died like a year ago. So they're all like, let's go back and be Afghan about it.
Nice.
But
yeah,
it'll be
dude.
Nice. It'll be nice to go home. And
fuck yeah.
Roosters is, it's the roast battle. I'm judging the roast battle.
Oh, okay,
Roosters.
Cool.
So,
yeah. Dude,
yeah.
And there's like, you'll grab a bunch. Just post on the Bay Area Comedy Network.
Yeah.
Like,
I think a lot of people will go. Because it's like 4th of July weekend. You know.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a good turn. There's like a bunch of shit going on there.
Maybe I'll try to get on that old punch. No, there I'm coming back on Saturday. But I want to go. I think I'm going to try and go back to San Francisco around late July because the Grateful Dead are playing Golden Gate Park on the first, second, and third.
Golden Gate Park, an amazing place to do drugs.
Yeah, Holmgren's going all 3 days, so I want to.
Of course he is, dude. Of course he is.
So I want to try and go one of the days, maybe.
Nice. That's fucking funny. That's awesome, man. Well, fuck yeah.
So check out the Grateful Dead. That's my plug.
Yeah, check out the Grateful Dead. This underground band,
yeah,
the Grateful Dead.
John Mayer is up-and-coming guitarist.
Oh, that's right. He's performing
with
them now.
So that's why it's a bit. It's like one. It's a one-off show because they stopped touring.
Nice.
I think I forget what it is. It's the new Mayer, dude. He's so cool. He put it together.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. That's what's getting the tourism back in SF.
I heard like Holmgren was saying like it's like bad. It's like. It's like fun again there.
Pre-pandemic,
yeah, a little like it's like on the upswing, yeah.
Oh, that's
like
good.
People are partying and stuff.
Shit's
there.
Coming back, dude. Yeah. It's fucking insane. It's taken almost 6 years.
Last time I was there, I'm like, how is it still like?
Yeah,
it felt like empty to me, like kind of empty, but whatever. Still great. Still the best city in the fucking world.
There we go, baby. Well, fuck yeah. Follow Robbie, baby. What about you, Spaghetti?
follow me at Silly Sally on Instagram. Check out my other podcast, Yes Offense. We're back. And I don't think I have any crazy shows.
Guys, how silly is Selly?
He's such a silly guy, dude.
Yeah, just follow me. And follow the podcast.
What?
Did you make an Instagram or something? No. Like,
we got to make an
subscribe.
Instagram.
You should promote this show.
Subscribe.
I just don't want to, dude.
Neither of us do.
Then I got to like fucking cut up clips and shit.
Yeah,
it's just too much.
We have a clippable clip.
If you want to,
just get one of those AI clip makers.
I know. Kelly has one.
Sometimes it'll be nonsense, and sometimes it'll be good.
I think we'll need to invest in that. Kelly has it. She needs to show me how to do it.
Yeah.
Then give me the email so I can use it too.
We do have almost 100 subscribers off of literally zero promotion.
That is pretty good.
Not bad considering it's just this video. It's just this pod. We don't have clips. Maybe someday we'll get clips.
Just make the titles why black people are bad. Racist clickbait stuff.
It'll be it won't be that. But and then everyone in the comments will be like, why does the title say this?
Yeah. But then it's like, then we can just
but
be
they'll
like,
love
engagement.
Joe.
Yeah. It's like engagement. It's engagement, you know?
Yeah. So we'll work on it.
We'll figure it out. And in the meantime, you can follow me on social media at Joe W. Gorman on all platforms, Xbox, PlayStation, add me. We'll fucking game together. We'll be back, dude. We're back and stronger than ever, dude.
We're back.
So smoke some fucking weed. Follow my boy, Robbie. Follow young Alexander here. Follow your old boy, JG. And hey, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Kitter.